When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about cycle syncing and our periods and all the things around that. And our guest, her name is Victoria Franca. I actually met Victoria well over a year ago at a cycle syncing event in Miami where she was teaching us how to really utilize our cycle to our advantage and how we should live through each phase. And so we connected. I wanted to do an episode with her about this probably about a year ago now, and we just never really got to finalize all the details. But better late than never. Now was the right time, and I'm excited for you all to hear because it's really interesting. Obviously, all of us here know what periods are. All of us here get our periods. We know that. But not everybody knows how to hack our period to help us lead a better and just all around more productive life and just to feel like a better version of ourselves on a daily basis. So of course, I brought Victoria Franca in to break it all down for us. So Victoria is the founder of Omni Wellness, and she's a board certified functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. And she helps career-driven individuals that are feeling the burden of stress focus on their well-being by addressing the root cause of their symptoms through balancing their minerals, hormones, and gut health. She has tons of experience working with entrepreneurs, luxury brands, resorts, and spas, and she's a member of the Forbes Business Council. Her portfolio of corporate clients includes the Ritz-Carlton Group, St. Regis Ball Harbor, Aqualina Resort and Spa, Sojo Spa Club, and my personal favorite, Bahamar. So trust me when I say Victoria knows what she's talking about, and we are in good hands here. So let's get into the interview. Okay, everybody, please welcome another Victoria to the show. I am so excited to have you. Please introduce yourself, Victoria.
Hi, well, thank you so much for having me. So my name is Victoria Franca. I am the founder of Omni Wellness. I am a certified, board certified functional practitioner. And what I do is I help my clients get to the root cause of their symptoms by balancing their hormones, minerals, and gut health. So really working with women and men also, but focusing on what are the root causes of the symptoms, right? Because oftentimes we maybe go to our traditional doctors, we have questions about our symptoms, but the test results come back as you're completely fine. And my approach is to be that detective and help you get to the root cause of what you're feeling.
Yeah. And so we actually originally connected in Miami when you like hosted a cycle syncing event, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember us I mean, of course it was a while ago, but I do remember like a few of the things that we had been talking about and things that all just ultimately ended up making sense for like when you're talking about the different stages, you know, of your cycle and your period and all that. And you had mentioned certain things and I'm like, wait, that makes complete sense. Because I think a lot of women think that so many things only happen to them. Like, oh, like, why does this happen to me? Or why do I get like that? But then you hear it and it's like, oh, that's actually like very normal for that part of your cycle.
It is. It's super normal. And I think too, you know, a lot of women, we have this understanding or this idea that we should be at the same energy levels or, you know, let's say mood that men are in. And we forget the fact that we have hormones that men do not. And our hormones fluctuate so much. So cycle syncing is the idea of how do you work with your cycle to really support your overall energy, your mood, the best foods for you, the type of workouts. So it's really working with your body instead of working against your body.
Yeah, exactly. So I like what you just said, how it's going to help to lead a more productive lifestyle and really just to be ultimately a better version of you. So give us the breakdown on like what cycle syncing really is and get into like the benefits and all that.
Yeah. So with cycle syncing, the first thing that's really important to do is, of course, understand where your cycle is at, right? So when we think about our cycle, a lot of us actually just think about our period. Just the menstruation, right? Which is just one phase of our cycle. We actually have four different phases that I'll talk through, you know, about and explain over. So if we think about our menstruation, let's start there because that's like the most common one that we, you know, most women know about and obviously experience it. We can think about it as our winter season. Okay. And the way that I like to break it down into seasons is just makes it just a little more relatable and we can understand and we can think, okay, this makes sense, right? Otherwise it gets too sciencey and then people are just checked out. So if we think about our winter season and know that that's our menstruation, how do we think about winter, right? Winter, we usually stay in. We want cozier, you know, like more like hearty foods, right? We have a little bit less energy, our mood's a little bit more flat. And when we think about us, when we're menstruating, that's pretty much us, right? Like we don't really want to be out and about socializing all the time. And we want to be more quiet and inwards. So with that in mind, it's a great way for you to understand what are some things that you're good to do during that time of the week, right? At the time of the month. And what are some of the things that you can maybe, you know, move over to the next week of your cycle. So some of those things can be, so let's talk about work. When you are during your period, your best time for you to start working on improving your systems for whatever, you know, projects you're working on, anything that you're doing work-wise, right? Improving what you already have. Also reflecting is a really big time. And if you want to start planning and goals and strategizing, that's a really key point and time of the month that you're great at that. It's not the best for you if you're going to be going and doing a massive presentation in front of a bunch of people. Because if you think about you when, you know, at least me, when I have my period, I'm not feeling all that great to show up and be like, look at me, you know, I'm up on stage and talking and all these things. I kind of want to be like a little bit more quiet inwards. So that's when I'm talking about work. Then with foods, really great foods are foods high in iron, because of course we are bleeding, right? So of course we're losing iron. So replenishing that iron is really important. It also will help you just have a bit more energy during that time of the month. So some can be berries, beets, kale, of course, you know, meats have high iron as well. So that's always great. And then when it comes to working out, there's different levels of energy during that time. So don't go for that crazy, you know, HIIT class or CrossFit or let's say Orange Theory, if you're feeling really shitty. Because what happens if we push our body to that, you know, extreme is that it doesn't allow our body to recover, right? So it's all about working with your body versus against. So workouts for this time of period, this time of the month would be, you know, yoga, walks, Pilates, all of those low impact workouts are going to be the best because you're not going to then overly use your energy, you're going to be able to, you know, really keep your energy inwards and allow your body to do its thing. And making plans, right? I think we talk about, I know you talk a lot about, you know, dating and going out and just, you know, living your best life, but it's maybe not the time for you. Maybe it's the time for you to stay in and just kind of hang out with your girlfriends or family or just chill by yourself versus, you know, putting yourself out there because your energy is just lower. So you're not going to be putting out the best version of yourself if you're not feeling great. So that's just the first right menstrual winter time. But then we go into follicular phase.
Hold on. I want to interrupt you there. I want to make this clear, everybody. She's basically saying it is completely valid to cancel a date if you have your period. I think a lot of people make obligations without obviously knowing, you know, of course you can track your cycle. I'm not going to lie. I have an app that's quite frankly, always like off for me. So I really don't pay attention to the app all that much. So I kind of have an idea of when my period's going to come, but it, you know, changes sometimes. It's not always exactly to the T. And then I get my period. And then I'm like, all the plans that I had already made, now like I don't want to do. But of course we go, we do it because we think like that's not really valid. But of course, like if that person is ultimately an understanding and decent, half decent at least human being, they'd understand that it's completely valid. But if they don't, then they'd be like, oh, what an excuse. But actually, women sometimes feel really, really bad when they have their period.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. I think too, you know, it really goes back to, you know, just asking yourself, like, how am I doing today? Like, how am I feeling? Right. Because if it is something, let's say, I think it's very different when we make extracurricular, you know, plans, let's say dating, going out with friends, you know, that kind of stuff, going to dinner versus work, right? Like you're not going to call your boss and say, I have my period, can't work today. Like you're going to do the job because that's a responsibility you have. Now, if it's something where you do have control over, which is of course your schedule and what you're kind of planning in the after hours, then yeah, absolutely. If you're not feeling, you know, your best and you want to give your best energy out to that person and be in your feminine and just like, you know, go with the flow and enjoy that moment, rain check, like just rain check, you know, and you don't have to say, oh, I have my period. Just say something came up and we're rescheduled for next week because next week is springtime. You're going to be feeling good again. Yeah. So that's
before
just
you get into the next one. I want to just confirm because you start with the period. Is that the start of your cycle or the end of your cycle? Because I always thought of the period as the end of the cycle, but you're starting this by explaining the period first.
Usually, well, it doesn't really like the start is more when your period starts. So it will just continue. It will start off in the menstrual phase. Yeah. So you can start off in there. There are some people that will talk about the opposite, starting off in like in summer, you know what I mean? So starting off in like in your ovulation. But most people, because that's when they really feel the difference in their body and their energy, it's just a lot easier to start off with, okay, this is my, you know, my menstrual phase, basically.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So we're starting there. And now let's go ahead. You could go on to the next one.
Yeah. So next we're going to go into our follicular, which is our spring. So during this time, again, you're starting to have more energy. You're starting to feel like yourself. It's literally like spring, right? When you open up the windows and you're like, oh, fresh air, like the birds are chirping, like you're kind of coming back to yourself. So this is great for you to do more creative work. So you're starting to be more creative. You can focus on more projects also. So projects at work or even at home, it's great to kind of do more DIY stuff during this time. And then for foods, nuts are great. Also zucchini, carrots. So you'll start to see that, you know, the greens start to want to come back into your life because it's just like spring, right? It's in season and your body's just naturally craving those things. So here, the difference in hormones is that our estrogen is higher and our progesterone is lower. So that's why you no longer feel kind of like just moody or just like need to lay on the couch all the time because that progesterone is starting to dip already. So because of that, you start having more energy. So there goes making plans, go on those dates that you didn't go last week, do the dinner dates, you know, have fun with your friends because you're starting to have more energy for that. And then for workouts, this is a great time to start doing HIIT workouts, running, you know, running any type of like cycling, you know, that kind of like more, you know, strenuous workouts that you didn't do the week before. This is perfect timing because you're starting to have your energy back again.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Amazing. I mean, part of me is like, okay, so is it a placebo effect or is it completely like true? Like, is it a placebo effect? Like you just like went from like feeling shit that now the next cycle, like you feel like, wow, I feel amazing. Or is it actually that your hormones like are really like rejuvenated and feeling good?
No, it's actually your hormone changing. So what it is. So when we go into, let's go back to winter. In winter, your hormones, your estrogen, and your progesterone are pretty much kind of flat. Like you're like not really having hormones. You're just kind of like, meh, I'm surviving, right? Because there's so much happening with your body. Then when you go into the next phase, which is a few days after your period, your estrogen starts to increase. And that progesterone continues to stay lower, right? So the point here is that you have estrogen going up. So you're starting to feel like a new person again. So definitely not a placebo effect. So I think when people say, oh, it's just my hormones, like, you know, that can be thrown around in so many different ways, but it's actually true. Like if you understand the science behind and understand that, okay, my cycle is changing and my mood and my emotions change with it, then you actually start taking off pressure from yourself. Or even this, you know, you have more self-acceptance also of yourself. I think that's really big when you understand like, this is what my body is going through. Mm-hmm. And not like, oh my gosh, am I crazy? Why am I crying? What's happening right now? There's none of that. Like take out those labels because you're actually going through a whole different hormonal process.
Wow. Okay, great.
So we have spring, then we go into summertime, right? So that's ovulation. So ovulation, this is honestly when you're feeling your sexiest. So no wonder you're ovulating or if you have sex, you're gonna have a baby, but that's really where you're feeling so, so good. And this is the best time for you just to be active, like make the plans, be outside. Actually, the more social you are during this time, the more energy you even have. So take advantage of it. I have clients that will literally make all of their plans during that 1 week. And they love it. They thrive of it. They love seeing people. They work out with friends. They go to dinners. Like that is actually where they're like thriving the most. And they're taking advantage because your energy is higher. You're not very tired. So that's really, really nice, you know, to have that time to kind of do all the things that you want to do. And that maybe you're starting to slow down for the next season, right? So with this also important here is that estrogen is at its really peak. Okay. So because estrogen is so high, you're feeling a lot better. Now with things to do for work, you are going to be more active in general. So this is great for you to go networking or just really focus on the relationship building of whatever projects you're working on. Communication is great. So if you have to do any presentation or public speaking, this is a really, really good time to do that because you're just like your sharpest during this time. And then for foods, what do we like to eat in the summer? A little bit lighter, right? So we like more of the strawberries, the berries, quinoa, Brussels sprouts. Those are some great foods to bring into your, you know, nutrition, because that of course helps, you know, you continue to feel good and lighter throughout that time. And then we have the last part of our phase, which is, well, going around in a circle, right? Before we menstruate again, is our luteal phase. So that's fall. So with fall, you start off, right? Let's talk about like September and October. September, you kind of feel, you know, you feel good. You're like, oh, this is nice. The weather is getting like crisp. And you know, you're just kind of getting excited for that new season, right? And that's really what's the best for you to just do some problem solving, some inspiration, journaling. It's really good to kind of start tuning in inwards as well. Now with this specific week, you'll start to notice that towards the end of fall, so towards the end of luteal phase, you're going to start getting more tired. So what's happening is that your estrogen is dipping and your progesterone is increasing. So always remember, progesterone just makes you more mellow. So that's why most of the time you get to this fall season and you're like, oh, I was doing so great. And then 2 days later, why am I feeling this way? Because that's where PMS starts to kick in. And there's nothing wrong with it. Women have it. It's normal. And it's because of that really sudden change in hormone levels. So in this time, it's just better for you to kind of start focusing more inward. So if you don't have the energy to go to that HIIT class, change it up. Go for a long walk, go for a Pilates, bar class, yoga. Those are great ways to just continue moving your body, but also respecting the change in energy that you're feeling because you are getting more tired naturally.
Right. So obviously the foods is what's going to, you know, be beneficial for you at that time. Now, if your diet is, say, on the healthier side, like, cause I'm not someone who really eats like chocolates or fried foods or anything like that. Like I definitely eat on the healthier aspect. I don't eat meat. Like I don't even eat dairy. I'm more of a fish and vegetables and grains type of person. Why is it in this phase, or also like, I guess in the menstrual phase, but I feel like it's usually before I get my period, that we break out, even if we're not like, you know, pigging out with bad foods, like, you know, chocolate is going to like make you break out. Fried food is going to make you break out. But what happens in here, even if you are eating like the beneficial foods and then like your skin still like goes all out of whack?
Yeah. So a few things happen. So for some women, this is when they get most of their cravings, right? So even if you're eating healthy on a normal basis, this sometimes becomes the week or the few days where you're like, oh, I just want like a little bit of something extra, right? Like your craving is so large that you're like, I just need it. I just need a few bites, and you kind of go for that. So that changes, of course, because you're increasing more sugar, increasing inflammation in the body. You start to break out there. The other thing too is a big change in hormones, right? Because your estrogen suddenly drops, your progesterone suddenly increases, okay? So that big jump can cause your skin to just create more sebaceous glands, which just means that there's more, you can just have more pores. So you just kind of have to focus more on a little bit more on the skincare side of things. If you can go a few days without makeup, that's even better. But it's just really the changes of what's happening internally with your hormones reflecting also on your skin. This week also is a week where you start to notice that you are drinking less water, and it's not something intentional. It's just kind of like, you're not really thirsty and you just like unintentionally decrease your hydration. So when we decrease hydration as well, of course that can cause more breakouts as well, because now you're just, think about your skin as a raisin instead of being a plum. When you're not drinking water, your overall system is just dehydrated. So the more we can hydrate, the more plump and more fresh our skin is going to look.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Cause I think I've just already accepted, like, in the, what's that last phase called?
The luteal
and the menstrual phase. Like I just break out. Like that's just always, like, it's always been that way. It still is that way. Even, I don't even want to say that I'm almost 28, but at almost 28 years old, like I still just like, I break out at that time. So I don't know if 27, 28 is considered adult acne yet, like, or if that's like, oh, like when you're like or older, like 40s, 50s, and you still break out. But I thought that those days are behind me, but apparently they're not.
I think what's really good at this time is like start journaling, just like, okay, did you make any little changes within your diet, right? Because I know like I'm a very healthy eater person as well. However, I noticed that I'll go for like the huge chocolate. I'll go for like just like different versions of healthier like sweets. Mm-hmm. And then when I look at it, I'm like, okay, I'm still eating, you know, things that, you know, could be healthier, but they're still sweets. And I still am trying to get that craving. But also it could just be that your estrogen drops significantly and your progesterone just increases to, you know, higher, and your body's just like, oh my gosh, what is happening at this point? So a few things to do here is just, the, if you focus on eating the right foods per each cycle, like per each, you know, week or let's say season, then you just support your body just getting used to more of the nutrients. So let's say if you focus more on like cucumber, garlic, and ginger during this luteal phase versus like going for sweets, you'll start to see a change in your skin. And also just looking into, okay, what is my water intake? Maybe up your water intake during that time instead of maybe naturally decreasing, because it's just normal that our body will want a little bit less water during this time. And you just want to focus on making sure you're keeping your hydration really, really up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely have seen some like TikTok videos of people that are saying like they, you know, they do cycle syncing and it's helped them like not be as bloated, or it's helped their skin clear up, or even like their hair grow. So I always thought that that's interesting, because I'm like, I don't know. I do feel like I pay attention to it a little, but I guess not enough, because I still like feel like I have the same kind of results. Like I will say, I don't bloat that bad when I get my period. Like maybe like leading up to it, I feel a little, but then when I get my period, my body does the complete opposite. And I wish that my body would stay the way that it is when I have my period all the time. Because when I get my period, my stomach is flat as a board. And I think it's the weirdest thing. I don't know what it is, but every time I have my period, my stomach is completely flat. Before it, it's a little bloated. And then during the period, it's flat. And I'm like, I want my body to stay like this. I don't want the period, but I want to stay like this. I don't know why that is though. I don't know if you've ever even heard anything.
It's honestly just, it's very individual to each person. It would be hard to kind of know where it's at depending on where your levels are at. You know, it's just, right. We would just need to do testing to really find out like what is specific to your body that it happens that way. But it could also be that would you notice that when you have your period, you eat saltier foods or no?
I am definitely a savory type of person all the time. Like I really don't crave sweets. I'm like, I would always opt for chips and salsa rather than, you know, candy or anything like that. That's just,
yeah. So it'd be interesting to see if you feel like when you have your period, you are just munching maybe on more salt, because salt, salt has this bad rep, right? So people think that sodium is going to make you bloated. However, if you're low on sodium, it actually makes you bloated. So we want to be at the right level of sodium, because it is important for our overall digestive system. So with you, it could be that you're eating a little bit more sodium and actually your body needs it. So you decrease your, you know, your bloatedness because you're giving your body like the nutrient that it needs. So right. Even without you noticing, it could be something that you're doing and your body's just responding to it.
Right. So what is the best way to start cycle syncing? And another part to that question is, I know that like we're saying these are weeks, right? Because there's the 28 days, like the 4 weeks, whatever, but not everyone's period lasts the same amount of days, right? So aside from the actual days of bleeding, are you still in the period menstrual phase, even if you're not bleeding? Like, does that make sense at all? Like, is it like,
would you say like if someone's like on a hormonal birth control, like that they don't get their period? Is that the question?
No, I just think because if we're saying these are each a week, it's a 28 day cycle. So each of these four things are 7 days. Does that mean that the menstrual phase is 7 days, even if you only really have your period and bleed for 5 days, say?
So with this, the best way to answer this question is that it's going to be individual to each person. So the best way is kind of going back to the first question, which is how do we even start, right? So you have to have some understanding of your cycle. So the best thing to do is download an app where you can put in your period information, right? So when you put in your information, so for example, I use the app called Life. There's an app called Flow. There's so many different apps that you can, you know, use. But on my app specifically, when I go in and I put that I just started my period, it's going to show me the next phases. It like highlights, right? Mm-hmm. So when it does that, you're having an idea of, okay, this makes sense. Because when you put your information in the app, you also put how many weeks typically your cycle is. So let's say you're not a 28-day person, you're a 32-day person with your cycle overall. It's okay. There's nothing wrong. It's just a matter that you'll put that information in the app, and it takes an average after three months that you put in your information. It takes an average to see, okay, this is what you're actually, you know, trending towards your cycle. So it's a lot easier to do it through an app versus just trying to figure out, you know, in your own way. because it's just going to be too much headache and we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking at mine right now and I think that I need to update mine because I have the MyFlow app.
Yeah.
But so if my period, so today is currently the 25th. And I know that my period ended 2 days ago on Monday, the 23rd, but it's telling me that right now I'm in my luteal phase, but I think that would be wrong then, right? Because
so you would have to go in and just update it. So the more you are able to update it, the better the app can give you just the new algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for instance, because what happens a lot of times is let's say my period's supposed to start today, but it actually started 2 days ago. People will just like ignore it and not actually input the new information. And you're just kind of like, oh, it's fine. Like my period started 2 days early, but no, it's actually good because it's an app, right? There's an algorithm. It's trying to get all the data for you. Right. So go in and update it. Like, okay, I got my periods 2 days earlier. Cause then it's going to move your whole cycle syncing.
Now I see now you're in the follicular phase. Like, so now it changed because my period literally ended 2 days ago. So it was showing I'm in the fourth stage,
yes.
But I was only actually in the second. So, okay. Yeah. I need to like not be lazy with it because I do have it. I did pay for it. I do like it. It's actually like quite helpful. And what was the other one that you said was Life?
Yeah. Life.
Got it. So Life, and I use the MyFlow. And so when I click on it, like if I click on the days, like it lets you like put like, you know, what you're experiencing, this and that, and then it'll actually tell you the foods to eat. Does the Life app do that too?
Exactly. So Life does not do that. So Flow, Life is a free app that anyone can download. Flow, you have the membership option, I believe. Flow has more information. You know, if you're really focusing on that cycle syncing, for me, I've already know it, you know, just by memory that I can do it. Mm-hmm. But yes, I think that would be a great way for people to do it. There's also a great app called Hormonology, which basically, again, first step is put your cycle information in your, you know, period tracking app. Then once you have that information, you go into Hormonology, and it's basically hormone horoscope, basically telling you literally how you're feeling that day. It's like the coolest thing because you'll start to really realize like, wait, like this is how I'm feeling. And if you are in a relationship, one of the greatest things to do too is have your partner have the app as well. And you put in the information so they know what to expect. Because with men, we have to think about it this way. As women in our 20s, 30s, we're literally learning about our cycle right now, right? Like we're learning how to optimize our bodies. And as men, they have no freaking idea what we're going through. So it just becomes, you know, a really great way to just support not only yourself, but allow that your partner to understand, hey, this is what you're going through during this time. And here are things that I can best do, you know, to support you.
I love that. I love that. So that one's not so much about like you tracking and singing your period. It's more of just like the astrology of the Hormonology, basically.
Yeah, so exactly. So that one is more about like how you're actually feeling emotionally and what could be some of the cravings you're feeling. Okay. So it is not about tracking. That's why step one is track first. And then you download the second app, which is the Hormonology, just to have like that daily, you know, update of, oh, this is what's happening. And what's really great is that it's telling you and explaining to you what's happening hormonally. So you understand the drops, the increases, what's happening. So you learn about your body. So every single month, it's a new update. Every single time that you open, it's not going to be like the same horoscope every time. It's literally updated with different facts. So it's just really, you know, a quick little read every day and you just kind of see how you're doing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm looking at the MyFlow app. If anyone downloads this one, I mean, I did pay like, I don't know, say $2 to download the app, like nothing crazy. But then on it with what I get, so it literally like I clicked on today's date, the 25th, and two things you'd have to pay to actually unlock. So it'll give you a whole workout plan. So it'll say like the luteal workout or whatever, you know, day it is workout, phase it is workout. And then there's a whole thing, groceries list. So those two you have to pay to unlock, but then what's free what's included that I'm seeing. So they give you a breakfast. So it literally says to have today, you need to have a juice, scrambled eggs or tofu eggs and hash. And then a sweet potato smoothie. And then for lunch, it says have brown rice pasta with basil pesto. Or you could have a turkey bowl with butternut squash and brown basmati rice. and then another thing, beef medallions with brown rice, or dinner, then it shows turkey breast salad, cabbage veggie roll, or pan-seared halibut over cauliflower steak. It literally is giving you all these options of things that you could make for the day. So that's actually, I mean, for a freaking $2 app, that's definitely...
No, it's super good. And then the book too is great. I believe it's called My Flow or In the Flow. The book is also great. It goes a lot into like the education, the science behind it as well. But if you don't want to upgrade the app, I do have a free guide that I want to share with your audience. Amazing. So that's going to break down all of the cycles, just everything that I pretty much talked about, but broken down. You can print it out. You can take a picture on your phone. And that way you have, okay, I know that I'm on this phase. I can do these things. These are the best ingredients for me to grocery shop. So you have everything out there for you.
Amazing. And I'll have that linked in the show notes, but is there a website or something that you would direct people to sign up for something or to purchase or to download these things?
Yeah. So you can go to my website, omniwellness.com, or you can just DM me on Instagram, victoria.wellness. Then I can send you just the specific links to whatever you're looking for. There's definitely different resources that you can start working through. But the guide that you'll receive, you'll have a step-by-step, just kind of how I mentioned, you know, if you want to get started, first download an app, put in your information. And then second, you know, Hormonology is that second app. So you'll have all those details listed there as well.
Yeah. And that'll totally make for just a much more productive life. The one other question that I wanted to go back to was how I had mentioned about my own situation. Like, okay, like when I have my period, my stomach is like, you know, a little bit flat or whatever. And then you mentioned testing. So this is something that I think that we're, is this what we're going to do? Like, and then we'll follow up with yes. What's the testing that we're going to get into?
Yeah. So the testing that we're going to do is a test that I work with all of my clients, which is a mineral test. So what it is we're looking into your full body to see how your minerals, which are our nutrients, are working together for different functions of the body. So what we're looking at is to see, okay, if we have magnesium, potassium, sodium, calcium, how is it working towards my metabolism, towards my hormone absorption, towards my thyroid hormone absorption, towards my stress levels? How is my body handling my adrenal glands? If I'm, you know, if I'm lacking energy, if I have more anxiety. So these are things that we're going to be able to see from your results. And then the other key element too, to hormone balancing, is we see your toxic levels. So what are the heavy metals that you're currently having in your body? So this is major, because when we have high toxins in the body, think about it as just bad guys in our system, right? Your body is going to increase your stress, which is your cortisol level, trying to get these quote unquote bad guys out of your body. And oftentimes the way that happens is through acne. It also happens that our body holds on to more weight because there's so much toxicity internally, that a way for your body to protect its organs is through actually holding on to fat. So there's so much that we're able to see, but overall, with knowing this information, we can then come up together with a plan on what actually your body needs. So what are the right ingredients for you to be eating? What is the right light lifestyle support? And what are the right supplementations that your body needs? So again, it's very individualized, and it's figuring out what your body needs versus just doing something generic that might not work, right? Because like you said, during your period, you actually get your stomach flatter, whereas I get my stomach bloated. So if I were to, you know, suggest something to you that is universal, it wouldn't work for you. It has to be tailored to the individual.
Right. I love that. And every single person's cycle is honestly different. Even if it's the same, like, you know, the four cycles we all go through, everyone is different. So I think that that's super important. So I'm excited to do the mineral testing, and then we'll certainly do like a little follow-up here so I could share with everybody when I have my results and all things of that sort. So is there anything else that we missed or that you want to share with the audience before we wrap up?
No, I think I'm super excited. I hope that you guys found it insightful and start implementing. If you do have questions, I know it can get confusing, just shoot me a DM. Again, it's victoria.wellness. I can answer those questions for you. But yeah, no, it's once you start getting in the flow, which getting in the flow, no pun intended, once you get in the flow, you literally start to notice how much better you feel, because again, you're working with your body. You're not forcing your body to do something where it just genetically and just literally as a woman, it just feels uncomfortable to do. if our hormones are up and down, right? So it's understanding, having that education, and then just implementing. So if you feel like it's overwhelming, don't try to do it all at once, right? Just maybe focus, okay, I'm going to focus just on the workouts that I can do this month. So then just start working out according to your cycle. Next month, start eating according to your cycle. And then next thing you know, you're a pro at this and doing it, you know, day to day.
Right. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for educating us and sharing with us. And everyone, make sure to check out omniwellness.com. And we will talk soon.
Talk soon. Thank you.
And that's all we have for today, girls. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.